Leith stood there, now formal in armor and surcoat of royal green and gold.
Lady Poxenarian, it will be in the Leaf Hall. Escariel called too many lords to fit into the king's own chamber.
Pox introduced the elves with her, and Leith bowed.
Be welcome, my lords and ladies, in the king's hall. He will be with you shortly.
Leith opened double doors into a long, high room with paneled walls, now brightly lit by many candles. Pox estimated that some 20 men and women waited there. Fires blazed in both fireplaces, and at one end a long chair waited for the king. The elves moved into the room. Pox saw some faces light and others freeze to see them. She turned to Leith.
Will you need help to bring him down?
No, lady. He insisted on donning his formal mail, and Escariel and I, and two others of his squires, will bear his chair down. He asked that you stay here until he comes.
Then I will do so.
Pox entered the room. Almost at once, Sire Holveric came to her.
Well, Lady Paladin, you have tossed a torch into the oil barrel indeed. What is this, do you know?
My lord, I await the king's command to speak of it. He eyed her shrewdly.
And think I should not ask, eh? Pardon, lady, I've been on council so long, and the king's been ill so long, that I am too hasty. The king's business has been our business these many months.
I hold no anger, Sire Holveric. He nodded.
I hope I am permitted to thank you for easing him. The word has gone that after your care he slept easily for the first time in months.
I grieve, my lord, that I was not given healing for him.
Pox wondered if she should say even this much. She knew that others were listening.
I also. He bowed and stepped back. Sire Belverin stood nearby, frowning, and came forward as Holveric left.
I wonder, lady, that you would bring elves to the palace. Perhaps you do not know how we feel.
I do not know how you feel, Sire Belverin, said Pox, with an edge in her voice. But I know this kingdom is both elven and human, and has been so since humans came here. Elves granted humans land right here, but the precedence is theirs.
Belverin reddened, and Pox went on. Besides, I obeyed the king's express command to bring them.
The king wanted elves?
Indeed, yes, said Pox, now with a smile. I would bring no one here without his consent, human or other. He told me to find and bring them.
Shaking his head, Belverin melted back into the crowd.
Pox watched him, uncertain. She felt no warning of evil, as she had in Phelan's stronghold, but she knew something was wrong.
Lords and ladies.
At the door, four squires carried the king's chair. He was propped with pillows, gray-faced and gaunt. The speaker was a man in forest green whom Pox had not met. Everyone bowed, while the squires carried the chair forward. In courtesy, no one looked as the squires helped the king from the carrying chair to the one that awaited him. Then they took up their positions on either side of him.
My lords, ladies, high elves of Leonia and the elven lands.
The king's voice was thin, but steady. He took a long breath and went on.
This day a paladin of Gerd arrived in Chea, here, in this palace, and because she is here I called this assembly.
He took a sip from a silver goblet that Leith held ready.
She bears with her what may be